What's up, everybody? How are you today? This is the Balanced Life Podcast. Thank you and welcome back. This is our Labor Day weekend edition. Guys, we thank you for joining us. My name is Chris. I am the host. I'm the owner and operator of More Balanced Training, where we look at completely trying to get each individual a complete 100% lifestyle change, and also helping those that may be on a fence or trying to achieve certain goals, help them reach those goals. We offer personal training. We offer fitness assessments. We also offer one-on-one assisted stretching. Guys, if you are in town, if you are in my area, which is Spring, Texas, or if you are somewhere else in the world, we also offer virtual options as well, guys. So whatever your needs are, your fitness needs, please feel free to reach out to us and we can help you reach that. Now, with that being said, guys, today we want to talk briefly. I'm not going to talk to you too long today, guys. I'm going to talk briefly about what is known, and for so many people, it is a hard, it's a challenge, and that's what's known as the work-life balance. Now, when you look at that, what actually is work-life balance? Okay, some of that's very hard. It's actually can be fleeting for a lot of people. What is that? Well, if we just look up the definition, work-life balance refers to an equilibrium state where one effectively balances work or career demands and those of their personal life. An individual who lacks a work-life balance has more work and more and home obligations, work longer hours, and lacks personal time. So just briefly looking at that, you're looking at a person that can actually juggle everything they have to do at work, right? They have to, effectively balance their work, their career demands, and those of their personal life, and have time at home. So it's equilibrium. Like anything in life, you know, our bodies, especially if you're trying to work out, we like what's called homeostasis. We like a balanced thing. And it's kind of interesting if we talk about this balance, because this is all about more balanced training. We like to be very understanding and try to get to a balanced way of life, right? Many times people spend so much time in their careers. They spend so much time doing other things and less time focusing on the things that's important, right? Because let's face it, we all have to work. Yes, true. We all have to, you know, especially if we want to eat, if you want to have a place to stay, you want to have a car to drive, working is important, right? But let's just face it, as we're all adults here, if we leave this earth today, tomorrow, your job's not going to, doesn't matter. It's not going to care, basically. Some people that's at your job might say, oh man, that sucks. They're gone. But at that next moment, they'll be posting a new position, your position back on the market. So in all reality, you know, people don't care. Your family cares. So many times we have to realize that. I know there's things we want to accomplish, but taking all that time and energy, focusing on your work or things you have to do outside of your personal life is one-sided. It's lopsided. And we want to make sure that it's important to always have a balance. And I would go so far to say is to have put more energy and effort and time into your personal life. I've heard so many times, like I work with other companies. And at this particular point in time in my life, I worked for this company where we were going around to different like industrial settings, right? Like the energy companies, UPS, things like that. And the energy companies, because like it was like the electric, so like say it's a season where the power is always going out or the grid goes down, like a couple years ago, or you know if there's a power outage or something like that. So these guys, they'll get called out no matter what time it is, no matter where the problem is. They're making a lot of money, but they'll be gone from home. They get called out to go put the fires out, so to speak, and like doctors, right? And but their life at home, their life, there's no balance at their life. Many of the guys I talked to had lost their loved ones. The wife divorced them because they were tired of them being at work, right? And it's easy for us to be like, hey, you know what? This is what's paying the bills. This, like it or not. And I think our spouses and people in our life has a right, needs to be flexible. I do believe that. But they also have a right to have concerns, especially if they don't see that often. Just because you're there financially for somebody doesn't mean you're actually there, right? And man, we do that a lot, right? That's not work-life balance. If your children don't see you on a regular basis, right? That's not work-life balance. I'll even go so far as to say that you're neglecting the spiritual time that you to take. Many people don't believe in the Creator, right? But we all have a spirit, we all have a soul. And that also needs some attention, right? Our body needs attention, just like we need to work out, right? Maybe our mental clarity might need some attention. Take a read, right? Every little thing in our life needs attention, and there has to be some type of way to balance all that out, right? So we're going to talk today about some ways on how we can best improve our work-life balance, right? So we have to look at ourselves as a puzzle or a pie, piece of pie. You know that lovely pie chart that comes out. And if you could think of it in six different ways, right? Six different parts of your life. So you have time. These are your things like your expertise, your finances, right? So if you're going to donate your time, your expertise, and your finances, that's to be a section, right? Then you have things such as maybe trying to find somebody to get some advice from. We don't know everything, so you might need to find some time with somebody that can actually help you. It could be a pastor. It could be whatever the case may be, guys. Find a mentor to provide advice and insight. Then you got to have rest. So you want to make sure you're taking time to plan your vacation and days off in advance. There's plenty of jobs out there, and I know there's jobs that are not, guys, but there's plenty of jobs out there that gives you PTO, right? Take your time in accordingly. If you're not able to take a mental break from your job, you're not going to be able to do it effectively. Plan your vacation days and take them off in advance, right? Then you want to prioritize your top tasks and do them first. So that's the main thing. Prioritize your top tasks and do them first, right? What are your top tasks? What are your top tasks at home? What are your top tasks that you have to do at work, right? These are things, you know, you would look at it when you do interviews. They ask you about, well, how can you manage your time effectively? Well, when you're at work, you got to do that. You got to have some ways. You have to have a system in place to manage your time effectively, right? So you prioritize your top tasks and do those first and go on and you add them. So if you have, especially if you guys are, if you have a team or if you're in management, right, you do your top tasks, then you go ahead and you delegate or designate those things to other people that may have the efficiency or expertise into them, right? Take time to rest both mentally and physically. Now, this goes in a little bit more with the plan your vacation and days and take some days off in advance, excuse me. But what about every other day? What about every day? What about during your 24-hour clock? Take the time to rest both mentally and physically, guys. telling you, if you can balance this out and measure this out effectively, you won't be so burnt out or have so much stuff on your plate. And then last of this, guys, which add exercise as a part of your daily routine. I personally believe, I briefly talked about spirituality a minute ago. I personally believe that your body and your spirit are one, right? So just because you take care of your physical aspect doesn't mean your spiritual aspect is intact, right? Just because you take care of your spiritual aspect doesn't mean your physical aspect is intact. They have to work hand in hand together because, guys, our spirit and our body is sharing, depending on whatever how you feel it. I'm just telling you what I believe, right? Our body and our spirit shares the same area, right? So if one is out of whack, the other one is going to be out of whack. They should be both together, both balanced together in this daily walk that we have, which is called life, right? I personally believe, in a one true creator. I don't like to classify myself as anything whatsoever. I believe in a creator that created everything. And he created this my body and he created my soul. And both of those two, for me, warrant the equal amount of time, right? I need to be able to work out on a regular basis. I need to be able to pray and have a spiritual connection on a regular basis. And actually, either just as much, but maybe the so forth for my spirit should be more than my physical, right? Because this was the driving force behind everything. But both, for me, honestly, are things that need to be taken care of. So that's it, guys. Those are just six easy ways to improve your work-life balance. And like I said, I didn't want to be on here very long, but I wanted to come in and just briefly touch about, because this is Labor Day. Labor Day is here, right? And there's a lot of reasons that there's Labor Day. But in general, it's supposed to help honor and recognize the American labor unit movement and the works and contributions of laborers to develop and achieve the achievements of the United States, right? It's all about, it's labor, but if there was not a complete balance needed, we wouldn't have this Labor Day. You know, we want to have our labor, our employees be safe. That's a balance. You don't do nothing that's going to jeopardize the employees' health while they're out there working, right? We don't want that. That's a balance. So we want to make sure that on whatever it is that we do, that we have balance in our life. Work-life balance is nothing different. And I have to say this because, guys, I've been extremely busy lately. This whole year, I've been extremely busy. I'm running, got my own business, running More Balance Training. I'm trying to find the time to do the podcast for you guys to get information out to you guys. And I'm not sure who's listening to me, but if you are listening to me, thank you. I appreciate you tuning in, right? I have a regular full-time job also. Granted, I'm in the fitness industry, but after a while, you know, doing this and trying to create content and exercises for people can burn me out, right? And I also do some other stuff on the side, and I have a family. So guys, me of all people, I'm not just speaking to you guys, I'm just kind of preaching on the choir as well. Me of all people have to make sure that I myself have a work-life balance so I can be able to have time for myself. That's the one thing too. While we're doing this thing, while we're trying to focus on the work-life balance, we have to be able to understand. We have to be able to understand that without our health or without the balance that we're trying to, you know, this homeostasis that we're trying to maintain, things are going to get neglected. So we have to make sure we take time for ourselves. We have to make sure that we do these different things, and we have to have a schedule and a goal set aside on every single thing we do, because work-life balance is important. And without it, people can be run down. People can be run raggedy. And I can say that like right now, lately I've been feeling burnt out. But I have a vacation coming up next month, so there it goes. Make sure you take that time, guys, because remember, the one thing I can definitely say, we only get one life, we only get one body, and we only get one mind, and we only get one spirit. Jobs will come and go, work will come and go. So let's make sure that we are being as diligent as we possibly can to effectively have a true and honest work-life balance. And with that being said, guys, I thank you for your time. I told you it wasn't going to be long today. You have a great and happy Labor Day weekend. If you hear this after the fact, I hope you had a great and happy Labor Day weekend. Remember that we offer all types of things for your fitness needs, guys. We also sell, if you go to my website, morebalancetraining.com, if whatever you need for your health, like your vitamins, we sell herbs, we sell, oh my goodness, protein powders, workout, energy shakes, pre-workouts, does you, there you go, pre-workouts. Go to my website, go check it out. If you need something, I don't have it, respond to me, send me an email at support@morebalancetraining.com. And but guys, I could possibly try and get it for you if you need it. With that being said, I thank you for your time. Until next time, thank you for joining and tuning in to the Balanced Life Podcast. Until next time, guys, keep moving forward.